Welcome back, everybody, to the Ballsy Football Podcast. My name is Beans, here to talk to you about the NFL and some fantasy football. The other guys are out right now, but I'm going to kick it off on this Tuesday, this Texans Tuesday. And apologize for being out. I've been a little busy with work and feeling under the weather, so I had to kind of take some time off and kind of bounce back on my feet here. But we're back, and we're ready to go. We're going to kind of skip the headlines and news items. We will talk about them a little bit. You know, we have Jay Cutler going to the Dolphins. Even after, I think after like right after I got off, I said, oh, Jay Cutler is going to stay in the booth. And then all of a sudden, boom, he signs with the Dolphins for a $10 million contract with $3 million in incentives, one-year deal with Adam Gase there in Miami. And this just kind of goes to show you players don't really tell the truth and they're always lying. So money will always make you talk. Money will always make you do things. And it's a familiar situation being with a coach he knows, a team that looks pretty loaded for the playoffs. So it's a message from the Dolphins ownership and coaches that, you know, Matt Moore just wasn't going to get it done. He's more like, if they want to go 8-8, that's great. But they think they can win. They think they can win now. So they want to put Jay Cutler in the driving seat. So surely all the other news stations talked about that over the week while I was out. And on that note, I've been thinking, if anyone else is listening, Harv, Phil, Shane, anyone, maybe we put together United Nations of these stations, because maybe we're hitting on all the same topics. Maybe we can get together, make a more holistic channel for all the listeners, because it kind of sucks for a listener to go to one channel. Here, Jay Cutler went to Miami. Come to our channel. Jay Cutler went to Miami. Maybe we can provide different takes. I think we already do a good job mixing it up, but just a thought. Let me know what you think. But we'll get going. You know the drill. It's Texans Tuesday, so if you're not a Texans fan, you can tune out. But we got some interesting stuff going on. We got the QB competition. We have Dwayne Brown still not showing up for training camp. We have Will Fuller injury. What does that do to the Texans? What does it do for your fantasy? So that's what we're going to hit on today. Hope you enjoy the show, and hope you have a great day. Let's get at it. Well, what a wonderful Tuesday it is. It's a Texans Tuesday.
What it do, Nappy Nap?
Beans.
And Frank.
Frank and Beans.
Frank and Beans.
Get the whole crew back together. We haven't had the whole crew back together in quite a while. So this is special.
So that's that Peter Parker.
I want to get right into it. We've heard it all last week. Bill O'Brien was gushing over Watson. Deshaun Watson. We had people call in from our team. We had people call in from other stations all wanting to see Deshaun Watson. They think Deshaun Watson should get the start. Me and Nap were holding down the fort on Savage. But so anyway, it launched a big spark in the media. And the question is there a QB competition? I think there is. They're going to play it slow, play it quiet. What do you guys think? What do you guys think of all this?
Frank, I think Frank wants Watson. What's good?
Or was Bill O'Brien just sending a message to the quarterbacks? Go.
I think ultimately Savage should start the season.
That's what's up.
I do think, yeah, I agree that Bill O'Brien has been gushing about Watson. And obviously, you know, Bob McNair and the front office, they'd probably rather see those future draft picks pay off, you know, sooner rather than later. So,
shoot. I think, you know, it's an investment. And Deshaun Watson, I think what Bill O'Brien's really saying is he's ahead of other rookie quarterbacks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, I think 6'10 was putting it best, too, like that. Just still compared to a veteran, he still ain't shit.
I agree.
But yeah, Savage will start, right? Do we see Watson, though? I think We all talked about special up package or something Bill O'Brien might throw in there.
I just hope they don't look for a reason to replace Savage, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Other than him doing poorly.
True.
What I like is it's the first time, I think 6'10 mentioned this, it's the first time Deshaun's competing for anything at that quarterback position since, you know, his freshman year at Clemson. Because, you know, he's coming back to starter for sophomore year, junior year.
Yes.
So, I mean, a little competition, you know. Savage got a shoulder to look over, but Deshaun's, you know, competing too. So, you know, like Cat Williams say, either way we fucking, either way. They're competing, but they still homies. They're going to help each other get better.
So, training camp in Virginia, I think it's coming to a close, right? Because once the preseason games start, we come back home and we finish down here in Houston, right? I think that's the drill.
I believe there's some joint practices they're going to have with New England, right?
Oh, is it New England? That should be good.
Well, either way, I just wanted to talk about the news, the notes so far coming out of training camp.
Yeah, I believe they got another week or something.
Okay. Because so far we learned that Will Fuller is going to be out until like October probably with a broken collarbone.
At least half the season, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And so it kind of sucks for fantasy perspective, but, you know, team-wise, again, like, he didn't do much last season, so it wasn't like it's a big loss. It's a big potential loss, you know?
Right,
You were hoping he was going to do a lot more, but it's not like he did a lot last year, so it's not like the big thing you're missing because you never, like, got anything quite yet. Right.
Just a little glimpse. That's
just a little glimpse. It was cool, though. It was cool, for sure.
Right.
It was a nice little spark.
So have you guys talked about who might, you know, be filling in that gap as far as playing time goes? And
people said Jalen Strong, but I know Nav is done with Jalen Strong. We have it on record. He is done with Jalen Strong.
You know, I said that, but that was also before Fuller got hurt.
That's true. Okay.
Now, obviously, we're talking next man up. So,
apparently they've been saying that Braxton Miller has been playing both inside and apparently outside now, too. So, and Bill O'Brien hasn't exactly been gushing about him, but has been least noted that he's been improving.
Jalen Strong, that's Bill O'Brien just trying to build him up. He knows how to, tune his character. Oh, embarrassing. Brax with the big Dax. Man, he's a he ran like sub 4.4 speed, didn't he?
I think he was actually probably like 4 or 5, something like that. But
yeah, Brax is 6'2". He just has a thin frame. That's why a lot of people think he's smaller. Jalen Strong's what, 6'3"?
Okay. Move, okay. Highlight from college football.
I think this is better time than ever for Jalen Strong to just step up. Brax too, but Brax was already expected to do it. Jalen Strong's kind of the
do or die this
year. It's his third year, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got speed and he's physical. It's just you never see it both work together for him. It's right. Either, you know, if he's fast and he's fucking up a route, or if he's running
like
a route well.
Yeah, touchdown game against the Colts, and then he's kind of sporadic since then.
But he ain't had the opportunity to. They need to give him the opportunity. I mean, back to Fuller, how y'all think? I mean, what else? What's going to change? Are we going to run the ball a little more now? Are we going to depend on the receivers? Or are we just going to go out in two receiver sets now and just...
Does that mean maybe Wendell Williams makes the team, or...?
Yeah, I mean, I remember we talked about Wendell, right? He came in and caught Savage's first pass.
Yeah, yeah.
This kid's 26-year-old, suited up 3 games for the Texans last year, caught 4 passes, 75 yards. I don't know who else there is. They signed a Devin Street, who's a street free agent. 4-year veteran.
I think ultimately they're still looking for that return guy as far as like punt return and kickoff return goes.
And I mean, shoot, we're not going to play the whole season without Fuller. And like being said, I mean, it's not like Fuller was, we were fucking using this guy. Like he was a key cog in our offense, you know? That wasn't the case.
There was just a lot of hype around him.
Like, yeah, when
he
drafted,
like,
we're ready to have that.
He was a speedster and he was going to take the top off the defense.
Yeah.
And, like, we saw a glimpse of it, like, in preseason and, like, in one regular season game.
That is NFL speed, though, man. He's got that, what,
4-3?
No,
yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah, it's up there. Like, that's for sure.
But, Misha, we still the 2-time defending AFC South champion. Fuck it.
And we gave the Patriots a fight in playoffs.
Yeah, not a lot of people know. Oh, yeah, by the way, training camp ends August 17th at the Greenbrier.
Okay.
New England will come 2 or 3 days before. They'll hold a couple joint practices, and then they'll play on August 19th, 7 p.m.
So speaking of kind of like Will Fuller and a little bit of disappointment, what about Tyler Irvin, right?
I think this is a big year for him also.
Well, because, like, I mean, that was another guy, like speedster guy, because we've never really had great speed on the Texans, so they've been trying to get better and trying to draft speed.
Yeah.
And so there's been a few guys that you've seen great speed, but nothing ever really materialized on the football field. Like, so with Tyler Irvin, you see the speed when he's running, like when he catches a ball for a reception, I mean a kickoff, but he just you know, he'll just run right into people. He'll get tackled. No,
right.
And have seen him in any other way, like other than special teams, they didn't use him in any other way.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like that running back is kind of like the new cornerback for Rick Smith. You know, there was a good chunk of time there where he was just every draft there he's drafting at just randomly cornerbacks, and seems like at this point he's just kind of trying to take a stab at running back and seeing, you know, if he can strike gold in the post Arian Foster age.
I see that opening.
What do you guys think?
Well, he's not bad at it.
Yeah, he's definitely not bad. The only place where he's kind of streaky is just mid-round picks, but I mean, he's been very consistent with first-round picks and even later round in undrafted picks.
You got to appreciate that, definitely. I mean, yeah, we're not hitting it on the depth picks, but shit, we haven't really drafted that many busts in the first round, right?
It's very true.
I'll let you, boy.
Yeah, man, we got Akeem Hunt back.
I mean, Tyler Irvin, Akeem Hunt, Akeem Hunt. You know, they both step up, man. One of these guys, what is it? Is it just a free agency or?
Not bad.
You cool? Is it? I mean, I'm sorry, free. Damn, man. I'm sorry. Is it just the? Is it one dimension of their game? The speed? Is it the hands out the backfield? What is it that makes these guys special? And can you use them multidimensionally as far as a offense, special teams? You know what I mean?
They're both kind of speed guys, right?
Yeah, that's both their forte. And then you already got Lamar Miller, the starter, who's a speed guy. So, fuck. I mean, where else can these guys really fit in? Hunt carried the ball 17 times for 96 yards 2 years ago. Only 17 times. Didn't even break 100 yards. Last year, he carried the ball 3 more times than he did 2 years before. 20 times. But at least he broke 100 yards this time. But he's averaging 5.5 per carry. So, that's not bad, man, for an average in your career right now.
He basically does what Tyler Irvin is supposed to do. But Tyler Irvin is a third-round pick, and, you know, he's going to get priority for at least a year or two.
One thing I like is some teams or GMs, they'll follow either their mentor or other teams they try to model after, and they'll go pick up their scraps, you know what I mean? Like they'll wait for maybe a New England or a Pittsburgh to drop some of their guys, and then Texans will scoop up for him. Yeah, you know? Texans. You've seen it happen to us a lot.
Yeah.
Hunt was one of those. Hunt signed with the Giants, undrafted rookie free agent 2015, got released, signed with Baltimore Ravens, and I think Ozzie Newsome gave some love to Rick Smith, some of that brother connection, you know, and Ravens dropped him and Houston scooped up and got him. And that has to be the only reason. If it's one of Smith's homeboys selling him to hold on to him, I don't know, man. If you can't do nothing for a couple years, it's time to move on, you know? Hunt's had his chance 2 years. That's what I think. Shit. Him or Irvin, can you afford to keep them both?
No.
No, I mean, they basically do the same thing when it comes down to it. And you got to make room for the new draft pick as well, Foreman.
Exactly. So who it is it? Who is it? Who's not going to have a job?
Well, who's cheaper? Because neither one of them is doing anything great.
Down, how many running backs you're going to keep?
You can't keep. You already got Midler. You already got Foreman.
Can't keep Warren Foreman.
That Blue's gone. We can already say that, right?
Yeah, is Blue gone? You think Blue's gone?
So. Yeah, I think Blue's gone, man. And Blue has the most yards out of all the fucking backs on our squad.
Poor probably. Blue.
Yeah. As far as four in the Texas like they like uniform. Blue. Speaking of contracts and unfortunate situations with contracts. Brock Osweiler, man. He's still taking throwing shade at the Texans when he can, man.
Can't believe that.
He always talks about how the coaching staff in Cleveland's so much better. They're coaching up fundamentals and techniques, and he hasn't been around this since Denver. Like, that's the kind of shit he's saying, man.
Oh, man. What a little piece of shit.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty bitter person considering he made $50 million.
Yeah, man, you had that money,
not
man.
Not all of us, because the Browns are paying that.
That's true, they did eat some of that cost.
Yeah, I mean, shit, here's a fun conversation no one wants to fucking talk about, but let's do it. Quarterback breakdown, Brock Osweiler helps himself, DeShone Kizer, not so much. That's the headline out of Ohio. First preseason games approaching for the Browns. Don't know what to do at quarterback. When's the last time they knew what to do at quarterback, though? You know what I'm saying? They had a scrimmage Friday night, apparently. Didn't clear anything up. Hugh Jackson, head coach, pretty much said the order in which these guys start the game doesn't reflect how they've been competing. It's just an order. Wow. Political bullshit, huh? Look at Osweiler. He just looks fucking ugly. He belongs in that ugly-ass orange. Man, so, but apparently stock up on Brock. He looked the most comfortable and got some things accomplished. Second team offense against the first team defense, so that's another compliment. They didn't really keep stats, but he had a nice throw in the 2-minute drill. Fuck Osweiler, baby.
Stats.
I forgot. Besides those two quarterbacks, Cody Kessler's on the squad.
Oh yeah, dude, he should start.
He's the guy that started last year, right?
Yeah. For a couple teams. He started last year.
And I think Beans had a headline on Myles Garrett the other day, right?
Yeah, just that he's in the first team now, but it was kind of a stupid headline. Of course he's going to be in the first team.
Yeah.
His first round pick.
Basically, the rookie hazing didn't last long when the coach is like, oh, you got to earn it. And then, all right, here you are, sir.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you what, man. Dwayne Brown's bitch-ass still ain't back. I know his girl does radio, so if anyone can get this message to him.
WDev.
Dwayne, quit acting like a bitch. Get your ass back and play some fucking football. I know that money ain't guaranteed, but what, did you spend all your money? You ain't save any of it?
Right.
Come on, man.
Get back to football, Dwayne.
Damn, just play, have a good year, please. Then leave the Texans, man. Go sign somewhere else. You saw that CTE report, man.
Yeah, you gotta get the fuck out anyway.
Yeah,
you gotta
get
anymore.
Out anyway, man. And what you need a long-term contract for, man?
Wait, why is it one long-term?
Nah, I support players that hold out, blah, blah. You know, it's
make that money.
If the owners don't have to abide by the contract, the players shouldn't either. But just remember, man, they did sign it. And that's what a lot of fans try and hold these players to. Oh, you signed the contract. Play. It ain't like baseball or basketball. This shit ain't guaranteed, you know. Shit, let's hop on a back, turn back around at Dwayne Brown. Fuck you. Who's going to start for him? We draft a kid out of Bucknell.
Julian Davenport? I know they brought someone in to talk to, but I think that person ended up signing with another team.
Like Austin Howard.
Was it that?
He signed with the Ravens, yes.
Okay. So the Ravens always take our players, man.
Indeed, yeah.
See, I think it's just a brotherhood of information that's going on. You know, there's very few black GMs, too. So Ozzie and Rick Smith, they probably, you know. And then you got the wizard Romeo Crennel back there. Just this guy, Julian Davenport or Julian Davenport?
Julian.
John McClain, the general, says Julian. 6'7", 318 pounds. He ran the 40 in 5.45, which is godly for a 6'7", 318 pounds.
He's got long
arms,
right?
Yeah, 36 and a half arm length. So, godly wingspan. They said he has a quick strike and quick punch. Gets to defenders much earlier than, you know, most of his, you know, counterparts because of his arm length.
So they knock his coming from small Division III ball.
So really, all you can study because he came from that small school is his tape in the Senior Bowl. And they said he was dropping back, you know, especially during pass rushing drills. Nice timing, feet work, and, you know, power in all parts of his body and limbs. So usually these lanky guys, you know, they can't extend fully. And if they do, they lose their strength. But this guy, I guess, you know, he's still, you know, cutting off defenders in the run game and able to be athletic enough to hold up in the pass game, pass block. So I don't know. We'll see, man. I ain't really seen him much. You think because of his division status in college, he's gonna get fucked up in the NFL or what?
Well, I mean, not if he's going against J.J. Watt every day in practice.
I think they actually have him playing guard right now. So I think Chris Clark is who's been filling in for Dwayne Brown mostly. Is what it looks like.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know they put him at Dwayne Brown's spot exactly.
I'd say because of his athleticism, you know what I mean? Like I said, this guy ran the 5.45 in the 40.
Yeah.
And if he's balling in the passing game, I think he'll be fine. As long as he can move quick, he'll be cool. See these guys that can't move laterally quick enough, they get tore up, fucked up with the spin moves, the fake spin moves, the dip and rip, or the club and swim, bullshit like that.
It's true.
Julian Davenport.
Julian.
Man. I'll leave it up to this. I think NFL pretty much, they think the competition level is going to be the reason he struggles, honestly. Says the guy can't run block. Says he'll lose his feet under him when he starts initiating contact and hooks onto a player. Can't drive through the block, you know. Okay, we'll see. Step up, you know. If he can work, I think it will be all right. He's a big motherfucker, though. 6'7", goddamn. The game film is terrible, though. It looks like Super Nintendo on a flat screen TV. Man, I think Bob McNair, you know, though, he's a good owner, man. I like Bob. Just how he's patient with the quarterback, with the coach, you know, give him a lot of time, won't fire him after a couple years. We saw that with Kubiak. Doesn't really talk much about player situations, but he has some comments on the whole Dwayne Brown holdout. And he goes, they asked him at his State of the Texans address, and, well, you know, he ought to be here, McNair said to Brown. He needs to work just like everybody. So we look forward to him coming back. I'm sure he'll be here. It's just a matter of when. And pretty much facts right there, right?
Yeah, which, I mean, isn't entirely disrespectful. I mean, it's not saying get back right now.
Because of the CBA, I mean, they're allowing teams to fine him pretty much $40,000 every day. Beans, I know you already brought that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, I was doing a research.
They'll slip on a deal, right?
Yeah, yeah. Usually when they come back, it's kind of like, hey, let's just get back to work. And
right, just come back.
They'll just, like, waive all the fines. So it's the players taking a gamble. And it really depends on the team. Like, they could totally decide to collect. But, again, oftentimes they'll just kind of waive it and be like, let's get back on the same page here.
And Dwayne Brown got no collateral, man. The Texans know that he's not going to hold out the whole season. He's going to forfeit all his game checks. Each game, I think he's due $9 million, right? So $9 million divided by 16 games. You know, he's going to show up come week one. 31 years old, though, back into his career. I guess I understand why he's trying to, you know, get as much as he can.
Balls Deep Football, what it do? Nappy nap on this Texans Tuesday. Now, I hope Beans took care of y'all this morning, woke you up in a good mood. If for some reason not, I'm going to carry y'all through the lunch with a couple of topics, notably the preseason game tomorrow, Texans-Panthers. Five things to watch for this week one game tomorrow. Obviously, some of the starters will be missing, if not all of them. Panther side, everyone wants to see the franchise quarterback, how he is after shoulder surgery. We won't see him tomorrow. Texans side, there's some key players coming back. We'll hop on it right now. 9-7 Texans last year, 3 years in a row. 6-10 Panthers from 2016, recovering, licking their wounds from a 2015 Super Bowl appearance. As much drama as you can get for a week one preseason game on a Wednesday. Holla at your boy. Topic number one per HoustonTexans.com. Comeback kids. That's the comeback kids. You already know for the Texans, Justin James Watt, who's reported to play, going to play in his first preseason game since what? He's been sitting out the last two, three preseasons, I think. Just earning that veteran status, that, you know, defensive player of the year multiple times. I mean, what the fuck this guy in the preseason for, you know what I'm saying? Except to taste the Gatorade and make sure he got the right flavor come regular season. Kevin Johnson missed 10 games last year with a foot injury. Side note, JJ missed 13, actually, so his game action tomorrow will be his first since week three of last year. Back to Kevin Johnson, though. He's already back in camp looking good. It was a broken foot, so, you know, all he needed to do was heal. No soft tissue or ligament injuries. I think he'll be just fine. Long, lanky kid, hell of a tackler. Already mixing it up with D-Hop out in training camp. As far as expectations, Kevin Johnson, full tilt, full go. Reps at corner. I mean, why not? Limited risk injury. Knock on wood. J.J. Watt, I'll probably get his feet wet one drive just to see if he can, you know, extend his arms, them long-ass wingspan arms. See if he can take a hit or two, throw an O-line off his chest or whatnot. Maybe, you know, redirect. Ball's going away from him, coming towards him, see if he can hold up that lineman, control him, stuff him in the gap, and we'll see, man. I don't see any more than one series, honestly, for Watt this week one. Number two, quarterback reps. By now, at least I am, being in Houston, hearing the local media every day, I'm tired of hearing about Deshaun Watson. I'm not tired of him. I hope he does well. I'm a fan of the pick. and I can't wait to see him. But damn, I know it's offseason. We can only talk about so much. I want to see how the reps are distributed between the three QBs. Everybody says the tape don't lie, stats don't lie, numbers don't lie. These reps, how they will be divided out, that's not going to lie. Everyone in the Texans coaching brass is tooting Tom Savage's horn, and I'm glad. And I think it's genuine comments about Savage and his place atop the depth chart. Over these next few preseason games, we'll really find out. As far as training camp, Savage is starting one, obviously. But if we start seeing Watson creep up, getting mixed into these reps, I'm not worried about the rookie getting reps, but Savage needs as many as he can get. And then we all know about Brandon Whedon, who I just can't simply talk about because he was a former Browns player. Even though, cannot diss the Browns for, like I said, helping us pull one of, well, actually the first salary dump in NFL history with Bronco Bangs, Bronco Osweiler, giraffe-looking motherfucker. But on the real Whedon, this is what I believe his third year in the system. So let's see what he can do, because you never know. If you're a Houston fan, you already know you need multiple QBs. Hell, go get Case Keenum out of University of Houston. I think he's over in Minnesota right now, but shit, I know he's on call too. Speed dial. Number three, the youth movement at receiver. Obviously, Andre Johnson's long gone. If we're talking about a little Texans throwback, no more need for the founder youth. We got plenty of that now. Our leader, D-Hop, leads the way. Only, 4 or 5 years in the league. But after him, with that injury we mentioned earlier, too, Mr. Will Fuller. We've got some young cats trying to step up, some that have yet to cross that hurdle. And luckily, it's still on the team. And I'm talking about Jalen Strong. I've been critical of him just because, man, so much potential, high ceiling. And Hard Knocks a couple years ago, even B.O.B. and the receivers coach were riding him. But this is his year. And I know he's willing to step up, contribute in any way. He done got that New England brainwashed mentality in his head. I didn't mean to say New England. I meant the Houston Texans, but you know what I mean. Besides him, though, our pass-catching back, Tyler Irvin, kind of our speed specialist out of San Diego or San Jose. I think San Diego State, rookie last year. You know, with us drafting another running back out of UT, Irvin, maybe he can shift over to the slot or you know, play that third, fourth receiver role. And then Steven Anderson, who I believe was an undrafted rookie tight end last year, turned a lot of heads in training camp. I'm looking forward to him, seeing what he can do tomorrow. Hopefully he'll step up. These young receivers, we need them. Shit, it's like all these years we ain't had the quarterback. Now we're finally, or we're hoping to have stability at the quarterback. And all of a sudden we're kind of scrambling, seeing what we can MacGyver up as far as the receiver position. Number four, testing the Texans secondary. Now, we already know who we've lost, Quentin Demps to Chicago. We have Andre Howe. Fourth year, 3 years as a safety. So all that, you know, try by error, sink, don't swim. Hopefully that'll help him to be the leader this year for our defensive backfield. I know we typically have stronger corners, and they'll probably take that role as far as captain and whatnot. But I think the safety's role is the voice, the emotion. Best way I can put it is to set the tone. And outside of Howell, Corey Moore, there's a kid, Curtis Drummond. I think he missed all of last year with injury. He's a rookie out of Michigan State in 2015. 6'1", 200. No special physical attributes. You know, just an average NFL player, which average NFL player whooped my ass, so I shouldn't be talking that low on it. But also K.J. Dillon out of West Virginia. I think he tore, last year. We lost him and Kevin Johnson in the same game, the Colts game. So just to see, much like the other side of the ball as far as receivers, we'll see how our defensive backs step up, get tested these next 4 weeks, 5 preseason games. It'll be a beautiful thing. Last but not least, number 5, you already know, goddamn kickers. We got a kicking competition down in H-Town. Same two guys from last year. Nick Novak with 10 years experience. I think he hit all his field goals. He was perfect from 39 yards or shorter. cool stat to say, you know, you're perfect. The other cat, can't really say his name, rookie out of 2016. We had to put him on injured reserve, undrafted rookie out of UCLA. Kaimi, I believe. This cat won the Lou Groza Award I might have mispronounced that too. Best kicker in the nation. Just like I was saying with the quarterback reps, keep an eye on this one, not just this game, but preseason moving forward as far as are the Texans ready to move on from Novak, 10-year veteran? Are they ready to bring in this new kid? Remember we had that Randy Bullock experiment a couple years ago from Aggieland, who's also a Houston native, so I had to show him support and love, but he just wasn't handling it, you know. I wonder how many new PATs he'd be missing if he was still on the squad for us. But I know he was kicking last year for the Jets somewhere. Anyways, kicking competition, you already know. Not much else to say. Watch the reps.